I think that the democratic approach is structurally about a spiritual path, even if you don't call it that. Here we do.
Whether you name it or not, I think there is a fundamental difference because, I mean, I have come across, I mean, some volunteers here, and they come here and find it very, I mean, confused in some ways.
Yeah.
I mean, Veda, what should I do? Or I mean, some nobody is interested, or some. I mean, I don't find my place here, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And in few days, they find out that there is always a space for everybody. Right? It's just that you have to open yourself in some ways, right? You have to be willing to listen to, willing to see through many things, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you may end up working with only one student. Mm-hmm. But if you are expecting that everybody is going to, there will be a system that will be created, and then you will be slotted in a particular place, particular time period, particular time frame, particular curriculum, particular subject matter, particular questions, particular answers, and particular questions that are going to come to the exams, and finally delivering that through result and so on. It doesn't happen here.
Right.
It's about how much, it's like you have to, in some ways, it's an experiment on yourself as well. And you may have to, you need to have that plasticity within you,
mm-hmm.
as a volunteer, to adapt to the situation of a democratic school, right? In a democratic school, you may not immediately find what you can do, but if you are open enough, if you are plastic enough, you will find out eventually, like, something beautiful that you can offer.
This is the Agentic Schools Podcast, where you will learn about schools from around the world, where children's agency to make decisions about their learning and living is more important than their academic skills. I'm your host, Don Berg.